Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Yes. We back. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. It's been a long time. I've missed the mic. My name is Tyler Okununga, in case you forgot. And with me in the studio, my right-hand man, top man. I've missed this man so much. Liverpool Krona, if you are wanting. How you doing, bro?
Isn't that Liverpool Krona? Have you ever seen me one day singing on this podcast?
Yes, no. Yes. You want me? We play your tips. Yo, hear me? Playing tips.
I don't get any tips, I beg. But you can
we go play your tips.
I listen to previous episodes. You want to hear my wonderful voice.
How you doing, my brother? What's going on now?
I do, man. What's good now? How you been doing?
I'm chilling, watching the Invincibles, and I'm chilling. It's good, like football is getting back.
Yeah, this period has been really hard. I've been watching Liverpool YouTube channel. I see me very well.
You see, I see me very well.
Today I was streaming what you call the Champions League final.
Now. Is it?
You know, anniversary thing. Yeah.
Not the rubber on for my face. You know, it's all good. So like, it's been like over 2 months since we recorded. So like, how have you been coping, man? What's going on?
Man, it's been hard. I'm not going to lie, man. Regular football was gone.
Your life in general.
Oh, life.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, work's fine, but like, haven't been to work in a while because of virus and like, you know, the economic impact of the virus. Mm. So like, that's been a lot to deal with. But like, so far, you know, keeping my head up. New friends.
Ah, yeah. big man. Anyway, let's talk footy. Let's start from home. Odion Ighalo extends his stay with Manchester United. What's your reaction to that?
I just love you now. You know, we're part of Iggy FC.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's all love, man. I mean, it's all
favor over labor, baby.
Favor over labor, man. It's always good to see like Nigerians do well out there, and this is like one of the biggest clubs in the world, man.
Yeah, so, Manchester United, man.
Yeah.
And he's been doing well now.
He's doing well. I mean, scoring goals, helping with the overall build-up play. I mean, frankly, when people heard the news that he was going to United, I saw so many conflicting reports. Like, this is the guy that killed it when he was at Watford, you know. He has Premier League experience. And when did he just retire from national, like international duty?
After AFCON.
When was AFCON? Not that far back, man. He's been playing
2019.
Yeah. And he's done a job, and even arguably so, who knows? If everything goes well with his loan deal, what if he becomes the starting striker at United? I believe that if he does the work and he scores goals, he should get a permanent contract. Why not?
Okay.
I'm rooting for him.
He extended a contract to 2021, January, end of. That should be the end of the transfer window then. Well, obviously, the Chinese transfer window will be open. So, like, in the summer now, should United go and get a striker?
The only reason I'd say they have to get a striker is just because of Ighalo's age and then the uncertainty regarding, you know, whether or not he might stay longer or not. But
so, like, if they get another striker, that's less minutes for him. So, was there any use of extending his contract?
Extending his contract is a very good deal for United because it's good to have a proven, you know, goal scorer in your ranks.
Yeah.
While he might not be the first choice right now, it's not valid for you to have just Ighalo as like your main, because I think there are injuries right now in the squad with Rashford.
Everybody should be fit right now. I mean, they've had 3 months to train and recover, so everybody should be fit. Nobody should be injured. I've seen training pictures from United and Rashford train. So.
Rashford train. Oh, yeah. Fine. Well, that's good then. Well, for all intents and purposes then, maybe it's just me being very optimistic and wanting him to stay. Because the stats, the facts, all that, man, they don't really show that he's going to last past the current, the current extension. Okay. I think he only got extended because of the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, just have a good time, man. This kind of reminds me of like Ricky Lambert when he came to Liverpool, you know.
Okay. It's all good. Good luck to you, Ighalo.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Another news on the home front. Amaji Pinnick has said that at the end of his tenure, he won't be running for NFF president anymore. I want you to like rate his tenure, ranging from 1 to 10. Like, how did he do?
I'm going to give him I think I'll give him a 6, to be honest.
Like, what did you like about his time? For me, I like that we Nigeria now are going outside to like pick our players, like in diaspora. We're able to get it. Will be, but he has spoken to Eberechi Eze, plays for QPR.
Yeah.
There was talk of Phil Billing as well. I mean, Phil Billing's agent went to speak to Gernot Rohr.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I like that we're able, like players that were born abroad, like want to play for the motherland. You understand? I know some people will say, oh, what about the people in the local league? Like, shouldn't they get a chance as well? But no disrespect. The leagues in Europe, they are way better than our league. No, so
but you know, there's something I will say though.
Yeah.
You can say maybe the leagues in Europe are better, but then I feel like the best players in our league should at least be given a shot, a chance, or some way.
Tell me, what the scenario should be.
Because your best players. No, we have
your best players should be called up no matter what.
Yes,
if
yes,
you are good enough, you should be called up.
If you think about it now, well, we have the Chan tournament. We have the home based Eagles and they competitions, Wafu and all those other things.
Yeah.
So like, if you see someone, because I don't believe that everyone we call calling from Europe is necessarily like best fit for the team.
Obviously, yes.
That's not so. I think it's down. Ultimately, it's down to the manager as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at your squad and see maybe you can pick one or two players from the league, man. I think it's just very lazy. It's lazy coaching to just say, you know, I'm just going to pick everyone that doesn't play in Nigeria. Everyone that plays outside Nigeria.
Why do you say it's lazy coaching?
Because you do your work.
Our best players play in Europe.
You do your work and you scout.
Best players play in Europe. Yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot here. But our best players play in Europe.
No, let's agree to disagree.
Okay, let's take a break now. Man.
Yeah.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, we're back. Dates have been announced for the resumption of the La Liga and the Premier League. Woo! What's your reaction to this, first of all?
Turn me around, yo.
Liverpool fan.
Turn me around.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenny St. Brown and Dak Green for that classic record.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm joyful that dates have been announced.
Okay.
I've been so far...
June the 17th for the Premier League, right? And June the 11th for the La Liga.
Yeah. I've been very, pleased, but also slightly worried because of some certain things. Because, you know, it's a virus and it spreads really quickly, and you know, it has very adverse effects. People are dying because of it. So like, I'm still very worried about what's going to happen with regards to, you know, if a player catches it, like if their protocols are really going to work and make sure that, you know, people are safe. But I'm happy that they're back. I'm happy that they took their time to decide, even though ultimately, you know, that it's still maybe economic, financial things that are motivating them coming back.
Yeah.
But they have to come back. So I'm glad they are back, and hopefully we can, you know, just have a resolution to the league and then know what's going on with regards to next season at least. So know what's happening.
Okay.
I think they should be able to pull it off.
Okay. I want your like your takes on certain issues. Safety of the players.
Safety of the players should be paramount. I mean, that's like probably, I mean, they're all, no life, no, all lives are equal, yes.
They get tested twice a week. And then, I don't know the numbers now, but like, certain people, how will I put it now? Testing, if you are affected, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you're tested positive, basically.
Yeah.
They'll categorize it as an injury. Are you okay with that? Like, are you?
Well, that's okay. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a life threatening disease, now it would be classified as an injury. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it is. I don't know. They have to kind of like, with the pandemic now, we know that there's no vaccine, there's no cure right now.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like, the lockdown was just a temporary measure to kind of like alleviate the strain on existing healthcare facilities, so that, you know, you're not strained. Because if there's too many people trying to get treated at the same time, some people are going to die.
Yeah, most
so you
definitely
want to have people that are well stay home, and then they try and like manage what's on their plates right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, please ask the question again. I think I've gone off track.
I said a lot about safety of the players. Like, will it be right for them to come back? Like, is it very safe for players to play in these times? I know, like, the Bundesliga has come back. And,
well,
like,
so far, so good with regards to training and training protocols. They've done very well. At least, maybe it's all, it cannot be paparazzi, you know, but the pictures we're seeing, the images we're seeing, and what the journalists are writing, they're observing the safety protocols very, very strictly.
Okay.
And so far, so good. They're also testing. They're testing. So far, so good. We haven't had any, like, really big issues or like big calamities.
There's some
or, like,
players that have been tested positive.
Tested and isolated, you know, moved quickly. It's all very, it seems very efficient, very, very straight to the point. And as long as they have player safety at the forefront of their minds, I think we'll be fine.
What about the families of these players?
See, now that's where I have a little concern with you. And
I'll give you an example.
Troy?
Troy Deeney is one, Kante is another one. So Troy Deeney is back in training now because he spoke to certain people that convinced him that it's safe. But I'm not sure if N'Golo Kante is back to training yet.
So, because I feel like now players are going to have to make very, very tough decisions. This is something you wouldn't do if there wasn't a pandemic going on right now, which is they're probably going to isolate from their families throughout the duration of the rest of the league. Because I figure I'm probably sure that's probably what Dean is going to do. I don't know if he said anything regarding that officially, but I mean, with the way he spoke, I mean, logically he would have to just maybe be holed up somewhere till the season is over. Then he can go maybe isolate with his family after all that's done and he's tested, you know. Because he just had a newborn. Congrats to him. Mm. And his kid isn't, you know, doing too well. So it wouldn't make sense for him to be around them. But when he's going out and, you know, playing ball, interacting with people, he's like a really good risk to his family.
Mm. Danny Rose said something about players are being used as guinea pigs.
Well, it's true. That's also true as well. Mm. I mean, this is something that is very unprecedented. There's no previous case or example that we can use to, you know, say, okay, oh, this is what happened before. They are the first. They're like the new set. You know, when you go to a school, the first set in a school, they are the new set.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess, in a way, he's right, because what happens now during this condensed league season now is what is going to actually like inform how we go on, or if we are able to go on for the 2020-2021 season.
Okay.
So he's right in that regard.
So this is basically a test run.
Yeah.
No fans.
I mean, that was a no-brainer. No fans.
Obviously, it's going to affect football in some way now with no fans in the stadium.
Definitely, man. You can't. Like, it's one of those like.
Have you seen like some Bundesliga matches? Have you seen how like they are? It's, obviously, yeah, we're happy that football is back and everything, but. Yeah. Man, it's like a training session. It's like you're watching your university school team train or something. You understand?
The fans definitely, they add a lot of flavor, and they also like provide a lot of motivation for
the players.
Because you know, there's sometimes that I'm going to just use a personal example. I know you don't like this, but
Anfield, do your thing, man. Yeah, it's your show. Do your thing.
Anfield, you know, Liverpool beat Barcelona second leg. Istanbul.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to talk about that. I mean, you know, you can see the power the fans have to motivate players to be able to give more than 100% when they need to, you know, cross like really hard obstacles. So it's going to be really hard, especially for teams that are trying to, you know, maybe qualify for Champions League spots, try to avoid relegation, things like that. Maybe they need that extra oomph from the fans, and they won't have that now, so they have to basically rely on their own willpower. We're going to see how that plays out on the pitch. I mean, already, if you look at simple apps like SofaScore now, you see the percentage of like home wins. And you know that definitely home advantage. You can't even that's just a very basic stat.
Yeah.
At least that lets you know that it lets you know that home advantage is a very, very big, big, big thing in football. It's not just we're not just saying things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone will tell you that it's not football, they can play anywhere.
Mm.
But then why is it that some teams when they are home, they just happen to play a lot better?
Tend to win more.
Fans don't just boo and cheer players because they like they know this the effects that their cheering and their booing is going to have on players, maybe before they ever take a shot or a penalty or whatever, you know. And now all that is gone from the game now. So let's see how it goes. It's going to be fun to see. I think maybe people are going to like make their observations and their remarks about that, but let's see how it goes.
Okay, lastly, they haven't decided if they'll play in their stadiums or neutral stadiums. What would you pick if you were on the board or if you were making decisions about this?
I'm sorry that what's it called, that we can't play in home stadiums right now, and I think that's the truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will not.
So yeah, leaning towards neutral stadiums.
It's the safest thing. I think it's the safest thing for everybody.
You haven't made decisions yet, though. We're giving our own opinion.
It's the safest. I mean, if you can't guarantee that, you know, people are not going to take unnecessary risks to try and see their teams play, I think you want neutral venues.
Mm. Okay, that's all good. Let's quickly talk about some players. Transfers and all. Coutinho, this is one you like to talk about. Bayern, the chance of them to sign him permanently, they didn't take it.
It's expensive. It's expensive.
I think they didn't just want him, man. Or maybe because it was expensive, they started benching him because he's not even seen game time at all.
Yeah, it's costly, man. And you know what? You know how it is with them. Football clubs, they won't tell you that that's why they're benching you, but they're basically trying to make life inhospitable for you so you go.
True, we see it all the time.
It's a very dirty thing to do, but like managers have employed it. I don't want to call some names, you know, Fergie.
I don't want to call some names.
They just make
Klopp.
Yes, now everyone will be very hot for you all of a sudden. You're like, man, I think it's time to get a move.
Okay, cool. So what next for him?
The problem with him right now is that he signed to a long-term contract
with Barcelona,
and it's high wages, and they bought him for a lot of money as well.
Yeah,
he's basically like he's priced himself out of another move, man. The only way I see that happening now is if Barcelona are willing to take like a huge loss on him leaving, or he leaves on a free. Because I think that
can't he just stay in Barcelona? Can't he like? Reignite his career.
Yeah,
you understand? I mean, Messi is no more playing number 10 position, so he can go there to do that. No,
you know, they say never, but I give like his Barcelona career reviving like a very, very optimistic estimate of about 20%. Very optimistic.
Let's talk of him coming back to the Premier League. He's been linked to Arsenal.
And Spurs as well.
Linked to Spurs.
Yeah, I saw something about them wanting to pay him the same amount as Harry Kane, which would make sense and could actually like, because his agent and Phil themselves, you know, they've shown there's precedent that shows that, you know, they like a little ka-ching ka-ching.
You say ka-ching ka-ching.
They like some necessary. Shout out to DRB.
So, like, would you like to see him in the Premier League?
I don't know, man. He's my boy, you know. Liverpool.
What about Liverpool?
If there's a deal that could work financially for all parties, I don't mind seeing him back. I would love to have him back. I believe he's a quality player. And you know, if you put him back in the right conditions he was in before, where he had his best days, I think he'll come back. Like, he'll be perfectly back to normal, man. What's going on with him now is just his love of uncertainty and then a lot of displacement. You know, he's not in a rhythm.
He's not settled.
Yes. Mm. There's something with players, man, where once they're in a place where they feel loved, where the energy is right, they produce good results. Okay. And with Phil, when he first came to the club, you know, wasn't very young, so trying to find his way, you could see that people were very frustrated with performance. I remember he would always cut in and shoot and it just reached what's it called? Lekki phase one, all the way from England. Boom.
No, it was,
I remember, particularly annoying. I was in uni then, you know, you're watching matches.
Yeah.
And like, what's in this boy they play? Why don't they shoot this ball? That's what you hear at the matches all the time. And all of a sudden, you just started hitting them and hitting them really well. I'm like, oh, wow. And you know, like, you have to eat some humble pie. Man, like, this guy is balling now. And I would love to have him back at Liverpool, man. If my MD, not my MD, my CEO, Mr. Smith, and all Edwards, all them guys, Klopp, if they can work something out financially, it would be really amazing. But I don't even know right now, man. Barcelona and Liverpool, are they even like, is there enough good blood between them to engineer a deal?
We never know. We'll have to just wait till the summer to tell. As if the transfer window will be open in the summer. Speaking about Liverpool, Timo Werner.
That's my boy. Seems, now. Congrats. Seems, I'm going to congratulate him now. He's coming here.
You have not paid the money yet.
No,
so you guys are doing what you did with Virgil. You're tapping up already.
Nobody's tapping up.
Klopp, then... calm down. May I talk?
Are you accusing me of something? Accusing me of what?
Let me finish.
Did you admit?
Can I finish?
Did you admit any wrong thing? No, did you admit any wrong thing?
Can I finish?
I feel offended.
Can I finish?
Tapping what?
Can I finish? Rafa Hoinstein of the Athletic.
Yes.
Wrote in his piece that this is what they do normally in Germany because most of them already have buyout clauses. So he's already speaking to Klopp. You understand? So Zoom calls.
Relax,
he's speaking
now.
To Klopp already.
I also want to know something.
And Timo Werner also wants to join Liverpool. But the problem is the price.
Do they have separate rules in Germany with regards to talking to
There's no guys? Rule, but they are like, it's a norm.
Because the Premier League has specific rules, you know.
Yeah, it's a norm. You understand? It's a norm in Germany because most of the players have buyout clauses already. Mm-hmm. So, like, no matter what happens, if you want the player, you have to pay the money.
That
is a norm in Germany. So, understand? So, like, basically, it's allowed what club did with Werner, you get. He wants to join Liverpool. Obviously, there are other clubs, Inter, Manchester United, but Liverpool is his first choice. If he doesn't join this season, he will stay one more year and then the money reduces and then it will be cheaper for Liverpool. But the problem people are looking at is that the forward line, they are aging already. And then the backup brigade, they are not that good or they are always injured. So is it better to get him now or wait till next, I think, 2 summers, right? Is that 2 summers? Yeah, 2 summers.
2 summers. I think 2 summers is too long to wait for a talent of his quality at this point now. Yeah. And with the money at that time now, you might probably have to... give him higher wages, you get, because many clubs are going to match that buyout clause now, so that's going to be a case of who can pay me more.
Yes, yeah.
Now we don't know if money.
But he wants Liverpool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now we don't know if money. We, as it stands right now, money is not his main motivation.
Yeah.
But you know,
you never know.
Motivation, extra motivation can just you don't have to play for Liverpool. And sometimes players end up making moves to clubs that they didn't originally want to go to, and it ends up becoming like a huge success.
Okay.
What if he goes to Real Madrid or something?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. If he comes and joins, does he become like a starter, or you see him on the bench then easing in like Fabinho? Can Abiketa started some games but didn't really play well? That's not like.
If he comes, I worry about one of the three midfielders now, because definitely I know Firmino is the most important player in our press.
Mm-hmm.
And if he were to move to midfield, it would be mental.
Mm. His original position.
Yeah, in our position. If he plays as an 8.
Mm.
8/10.
Mm.
But I feel maybe having Timo Werner now is going to give Klopp more flexibility when it comes to his formations now.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't have to... Because even though Salah has done a job down the middle for us countless times.
Yeah.
I feel like Salah's best position is still on the wing.
Mm.
So you just rather like you don't want to still have that that danger on the flank, and then you know still add some more, you know, what's that word now?
Flavor
to the middle.
Touch,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
And I think from after
German juice.
Yeah, after his,
whatever that means.
After his best after his best season ever.
Mm.
The second season really hasn't hit in terms of numbers.
This season.
Yeah. And Liverpool, we do love a striker that, like, we love a 9 that scores a lot of goals.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And if Timo comes and starts getting the goals, man.
I mean, there'll be less pressure on Firmino now, too.
Yeah.
Even though, there's no pressure on him.
Yeah. But, like,
I mean, people will not be looking at him to, you're number 9 and you're not scoring goals.
Where are your goals?
Okay.
So. And really, man, I think Klopp is very open to the idea of combining these players. And he really... I think Klopp likes a challenge. We as fans, maybe we can't see how it's going to fit in the team, but I guess that's not our work. That's for Norbert.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so that's well. I mean, that's why he's being paid.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to see how he fits them.
He hasn't joined yet. Calm down. Uh-huh. Mario Icardi is a PSG player, like, officially.
Enemy of progress. You don't like people to enjoy things.
Mario Icardi is officially a PSG player. Left Inter,
Shout out to Wanda.
Yeah, I think it was a smart decision with Cavani leaving.
Inter, the whole drama at Inter was starting to be like, I don't know, Days of Our Lives or Dynasty, you know. It was starting to get very complicated, you know.
Yeah.
I think he needs some, even, it's not as if PSG is not, PSG to have their own drama they like to do.
He just needed like something fresh, so something new. Fresh, and like, he had a good previous season, 20 goals. And they didn't even finish the season, so.
Yeah.
Could have scored more.
And it felt like there was something going on with Cavani and Neymar.
Yeah, basically. And then Cavani was even became like second choice now. So he's not going to renew his contract. Mm-hmm. So it's best to give sign Icardi on a permanent deal.
Well, is Mbappe playing down the middle or
no? Mbappe wing, no. Icardi is the center. I think the problem now is the supporting cast, because I'm not sure if Chippo Moting will still stay one more season or so. But maybe they'll sign somebody again.
Yeah. But I'm happy for Icardi, you know. Yeah, he's a proven striker. And PSG is a big club. You know, PSG, they're still trying to rejig the puzzle that is their team to figure out how they can win the Champions League. That's like the one thing on their mind right now, how to win the Champions League. So it doesn't hurt to get someone of Icardi's quality in your team, you know.
Quickly on Neymar, goals. Stay or go?
For who?
Neymar.
Where does he want to go? Stay.
Stay. Yeah. I mean, he's 28 already. I don't know why Barcelona is still pushing.
Well, his Barcelona. Signature. That was the place where, you know, he was with his other, what do you call them, the MSN.
They can't be the same again. No. What, Suarez is 33, 34. Messi is going to be 33. He's 28. They're old already now. They can't give you the same thing that they gave us in 2015. They can't.
We don't know that. Maybe, you know, that's what I'm saying now. They wouldn't be the same beast.
Yes.
But I feel like bringing three of them back together, because Neymar was shouldering a huge creative burden in that team when he left.
Yeah,
and you need someone to plug that back in, because right now everything seems very messy.
There are other players now.
It seems it seems very messy. Right now,
other young players you get
that they could get.
Yes, now I'll start all over again now. Other young players.
Well, that's another thing about Barcelona too, man. I don't think they're big. They just want to win. They're all about in the moment.
Quickly, before we go on a break, I know you always say this is a stupid question, but have Bayern won the league?
You like disturbing me, Sha. You're stressing yourself.
Okay, we're going on a break now.
Yeah, go on the break.
Okay, time to wrap up. You're going to give us, what do you call it, FPL tips, right? I heard, like, with the way the schedule is, like, there will be double game weeks, like, almost every week, man.
Cuckoo kill me.
It's your work, man. Like, do your work.
Cuckoo kill me. But no, I'm excited, man. I really want to, you know.
Like, you have a chance of winning, like, the mini league now, right?
Mini league, you know. The banter there has been mad. And I need to be able to brag that, you know, I'm the greatest FPL manager of all time. I am, awesome. But you know, it's good to have the numbers back you up.
You finished last second. I was telling you, man.
Sorry?
You finished last second. You've played FPL 3 years now, right?
Who starts
though? You finished last second.
Actually, no, I've been on FPL longer than 3 years now.
Oh, is it? So you finished last.
I'm playing FPL when now? It's been a while.
Okay. Anyway, 16, when I started knowing you, Sha, you finished last second. That was improvement, Sha, but let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those are not my stats. I need to stop spreading falsehoods to the public, man. Don't do that.
Young man.
You undermine the integrity of this podcast.
Young man, there's cost.
When you spread lies.
Young man. Okay, anyway, you have something special to say here.
With everything that's going on right now in the world, and you know, with regards to police brutality in Nigeria and in the world at large, especially in the United States and in places where Black people are minorities, you know, it's very important that we recognize what's going on. Justice for Tina, justice for Uwa, RIP George Floyd. And, you know, we recognize the struggle, the protests that are going on out there. And we hope that, you know, that we can actually see positive, actual change, you know. We're tired of burying people that shouldn't be buried, man. We're not meant to lose these lives.
They didn't deserve to die.
They did not.
None of them.
We deserve to be treated with respect. And we need to become better at policing, or even abolish, you know, find different ways to police our communities that don't involve so much force, so much grief, so much death. Shout out to everyone that's on the streets right now, on the internet, you know, doing the
big
work,
big ups,
trying to get awareness, trying to get attention, trying to get people that are in positions of power to do the needful, and well, just make sure that we do better right now as human beings, you know,
yeah,
to love one another,
yeah,
and that needs to show in how we interact,
yeah,
how the what's called the police and our, you know, our leaders, how they interact with the common man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Say no to rape.
Say no to rape, man.
Please, I beg, Biko, say no to rape, man. Men, we need to do more. We need to step out more, man. We need to teach our people, teach our friends.
Teach your bros.
You understand? Let's do more,
man. The little ones,
man.
The ones that are coming up.
The ones that are coming up, let's teach them.
Yeah.
Let's teach ourselves as well, man. Because, like, most people don't know what they're doing. Most people don't know what they're doing, man.
Yeah.
No is no.
No is no. It's really that simple.
Yeah, man. All right. Thanks for listening, as usual. Obviously, we thank God football is back. Bundesliga is booming. Premier League will be back very soon, June 17th. Counting down to that. La Liga, June 11th. And let's see how it goes. And hopefully...
Is Pere going to drop tips or
Yeah, soon? Pere. We'll speak to Pere. Pere will probably feature soon. Pere is not in Lagos now, so Pere will feature soon somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe.
I love you guys. So you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's THE Footy on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.